I'm Mike and Scott, and The Pulse is staying home today, and now we're going to talk about exercising at home. By that, we don't mean that fancy treadmill that has become a $2,000 clothes rack in your bedroom. We're talking about video games. Can they really help us get in shape? Child psychiatrist Paul Ballas wanted to test this out, so he started his own company reviewing exercise games and systems. He says at first he discovered that many of these things don't really whip you into shape until he reviewed Xbox Fitness. Then his little at-home experiment became life-changing.
Xbox on.
My name is Paul Ballas. I'm a child and adult psychiatrist, and I'm also the founder of Tiro Enterprises, LLC, and I run the website movemorewithgames.com.
Xbox, go to Xbox Fitness.
This is me in 2009 in a t-shirt. You can see my face looks a lot different. My chest is much puffier, and you can tell my arms are even doughier. And that's an XXL t-shirt. This is an L I'm wearing right now. Literally, I haven't worn an L since I was 13 years old. And that was pretty much how I was year after year after year, decade after decade. That's how I looked. I've had lifelong obesity, so it's a huge, huge difference.
First section we're going to go into, we're going to wake everything up. It's called prehab or activation. We're going to put our arms at 90, feet together. Just think in your mind you're going to jump rope.
This is a very kind of new creature, which is what you would imagine you get on a DVD, but with game elements all over the place. I would never watch a DVD and do a DVD fitness workout because it's not talking back.
Ready? Let's go. Working in and out. Nice job. Quick feet. Always maintaining that knee bend, not going up and down.
I would work out. I do lifting half an hour a day and cardiovascular exercise about an hour a day and 5, 6, often 7 days a week. Workouts have always kind of been a grind to me. I always kind of saw it as a treatment for a problem I had, and I kind of saw it in a negative way, and I saw it like, man, if I wasn't so heavy, I wouldn't have to work out this hard. And that mindset was not helpful, but also made me kind of hate exercise after a while, and that's probably why I abandoned it. I'm almost 40, and I started to notice that mounting stairs was starting to become difficult. And, you know, I know in the back of my mind that this is one of the things you have to look out for. When that stuff with the stairs was happening, I was seriously thinking about getting a consultation for bariatric surgery. It was getting that bad. I was starting to very seriously worry about my health, and I really, really did not want to have a heart attack or a stroke when my kids were 10. And that was a real fear I had. So this was going to be my last shot, and it worked.
That's it. Stay with it, Jay. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Good job. Nice.
This is called the workout celebration, and basically what it does is it ranks, takes all the game points that you got and adds them up and compares you to how you've done, how other people have done. Right there, that's how many fitness points, 13,836 fitness points, and that's 2 out of 5 stars. So you can see where I am compared to one of my friends and compared to other men. Both of us are like kicking other men's butts, but that's one of the things I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to beat my buddy next time I play this. I spent my entire adult life focusing on the right thing, which is like what my heart rate is and like my metabolic rate and how big my lift was, all these things that sounded like the right thing to focus on. But this is the sort of thing that gets people motivated. This what they call autotelic activities that you do just because you like doing them. So for me, focusing on points and stars was much more effective than focusing on calories any day of the week. I have no idea how many calories I've burned this month. I know exactly how many fitness points I've achieved this month, though. People play video games all the time. At least half of adults, 80% plus kids play video games routinely every day. As a psychiatrist, I know it's easier to get the routine change as opposed to changing the entire structure or add a brand new habit. And I proved it myself. I mean, I am literally in the best shape of my adult life, probably of my entire life.